stuff tonight.
Dumbass,
go fuck yourself.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to a new edition, a new episode, or whatever you want to call it, A Fat Guy Loves Cake with Joey Valentine. Hey, that's me. I'm Joey Valentine. It is March 27, 2024, 3/27/24. It's Wednesday, halfway through the week. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope everybody's having a great time. It's been a fantabulous looking sky out here in South Texas. It's been clear, it's been blue, and it's been kind of cool. It's a crisp 57 degrees right now here in South Texas. It's really been beautiful. It has. I've enjoyed being outside. I'm getting some steps in. I got some great news for anybody that cares. I have been on this vigorous diet / going to the gym obsessively. In 1 week's time, 1 week, just one, I have lost 7.5 pounds, 7.5. I have the metabolism of a fucking 20-year-old man. So I've cut out sugar completely. I'm pretty much just eating beef jerky. And I give myself a Whataburger at night. Whataburger with just vegetables, mustard, no fucking cheese. So I get my protein. I'm all protein shakes, Muscle Milk, and Fairlife. Love Fairlife. It's expensive as shit. And it went up in price. I bought a case of Fairlife, the super duper protein, 42 grams, a fucking bottle. That's a lot if you don't know. And I bought a case of it, a case of being 12. I don't know if that's a case, but, I bought a case of it on Amazon for $30. And then the next week when I went to rebuy it, it was 51. And I was like, what the fuck, man? But the $30 price was still good for the 26 gram. So if you are looking for a good protein shake, I'm going to do a little plug here for a company that's not paying me. But hey, take notice, Fairlife. Joey Valentine's getting famous, man. Spread the word. Fairlife is a really, really good tasting protein shake. It's, you know, comes with chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. I have only tried the chocolate. I don't give a shit about the other flavors, but it's yummy and it's giving me whatever little sugar I'm allowing my body to have. And you've got to get that huge protein boost if you want to kick your metabolism. CPAP machine. I have no one to tell. I slept for almost 8 fucking hours solid. I went to bed last night. I put on my Hostage tape. I've been using my CPAP machine for a straight week now, and I've been sleeping, but I've only been sleeping 3 or 4 hours at a time. But I've been going to the gym hard, and I realized that I was breathing through my mouth still, even with the mask on. That's no good. So I got this Hostage tape. I've actually had it for a while, but I just wasn't using it. I wasn't using it at all. And you put it over your mouth. It's basically like it's called Hostage tape, you know. You fucking shut your mouth. And it's not hard on the beard. It's sticky as shit, but yet it comes off really easy. And it does not come off in your sleep. I put the Hostage tape on. I put the mask on. I only breathe through my nose. I laid down in my bed. And I crossed my fingers. I mean, I steepled my hands together over my chest. And I just kind of laid there for a minute. And I woke up over 7 hours later with in the exact same position as I went to sleep. No tossing, no turning, no choking. Solid fucking sleep. My hands were even still folded across my chest. That is absolutely unheard of. And when I went to work today, I felt refreshed and I didn't feel like I had narcolepsy and I was nodding off. And I had no idea that apnea, if you have apnea, man, and or even if you don't know you have apnea, but you have trouble sleeping or you might think you have apnea, and a lot of people have apnea, you got to get one of these machines, man. They are fucking awesome. And getting good sleep is the key to losing weight. I know I sound like a fucking infomercial right now, but I'm really excited. I don't have anyone to tell, you know. I normally, like, I don't have anyone to, like, I woke up and I was like, I don't have anyone to tell that I just slept almost 8 hours, you know, like really fucking great sleep. And so I'm telling you guys, I slept awesome. I'm down 7.5 pounds. I went to the gym today and I did what is probably going to be a major regret for me in the morning. And that is I did my core. I got on that machine where you, I think it's called the crunch machine. And I did 140 pounds. I did 3 reps of 12 and it was easy. I mean, I'm big, I'm strong, but my abs are not. I haven't worked out my abs. Well, I don't know if I've ever worked out my abs with the exception of things that would normally work out your abs. And you know how your core is. So you don't realize if you don't work out, if you don't realize how important your core is, it's the most important part of your body. Your abs are connected to fucking everything. And when they get sore and like sore to the point to where you hurt, you can't do shit. And I have a bad, bad feeling that I am going to wake up in the morning after I go to sleep here in a minute, and I'm going to need assistance out of bed, and there won't be anyone to give it to me. I'm going to have to call a fucking ambulance to get some big, strong men to come in here and pull me the fuck out of bed, because I worked that shit on my abs. 7.5 pounds down. I'm going to the gym every fucking day. I'm doing cardio. I'm doing walking. I'm doing cycling. I am committed. I am going to look my best. I am in the prime of my life, and I'm squandering it, you know? And I'm like, I've never been so motivated in my life to look my best. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. And thank you for asking. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you, if you are struggling with weight loss too, I hope you have a good journey. I don't know if you want to go to Planet Fatness, because that's what I talked about last time. And I apologize to anyone who was completely unexpecting the penis pump story. I'll never do that again. I believe my experimenting days are over. I will go ahead and stick to the real thing. So I got a couple of stories for us to get to today. If you'll give me your time and let me bend your ear. We got Google. I'm going to talk about Google and their AI and how it fucked up. And then I've got some more transgender news, because I can never get enough of talking about them. So let's talk about Google. Google owns everything. Google is... I think Google's awesome. I don't think Google's one of those companies that has like a really, really bad reputation for screwing anybody. And in fact, they are committed to eventually providing the entire globe with internet. I don't know if you knew that, but they believe that the internet is a God-given right, like breathing and the right to live. And internet should be something that no one should be deprived of. And it's not like a phone, you know, back when landlines existed. It's not something that has to be hardwired. It's in the air. All you have to do is just have something transmitting it. So Google is committed to, I think it was like 2040 something, that they are hoping that everyone will have internet and it will be free. And that's great. It'll be unsecured, so it'll be risky. But, you know, I don't think that people in poor countries give a shit. So, I like Google. Google owns YouTube. YouTube pays me money. Oh, that reminds me. I am at 1,220 subscribers as of before I started the show. Channel's growing so fast. And every time I put a video out, it hits 3,000 views in less than 24 hours. And if my YouTube subscriber count keeps rising and I get to 5 digits... then I am going to quit my fucking job, because the money is good. So Google owns YouTube. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It's just a way of me plugging my YouTube channel. So we messed up, Google admits. Blunder with black Nazi AI. There, now do I have your attention? We're talking about black Nazi AI. And... now, Kanye approves of it, right? You don't mind if you get any black Nazi AI, right? you know, you don't care if some of that shows up, right?
Especially Hitler.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Google's co-founder Sergey Brin has admitted the technology company made a blunder after its AI chatbot created images of black Nazis. There's even a picture like right out in front of this article, and it is a black Nazi. And what's funny is that, I mean, he looks like a black man, but he's got like these hollow cheeks, like the Germans that you always see that look like they're just like bred from evil. Addressing Google staff in an internal hackathon meeting, Brin claimed the system was not thoroughly tested before being released to the public. Now, I'm no computer expert or AI expert, but when you're a company as big as Google and you're releasing something that, well, look, it's the internet. It's full of horrible people. And it's also full of people like me. I mean, I fucking do so much really awful shit. I don't want to say awful, but I like to push the boundaries. I have an AI dungeon that I pay for every month. It's an uncensored AI fantasy thing where you can do anything you want. Anything with the exception of a few things that should not be allowed for good reason. And I'm sure you can take a wild guess as to what they are. But when it comes to consent. And I'm not laughing at the idea of women being assaulted. I'm laughing at the idea of some of the things I've done when it comes to consenting men and their buttholes. I take these stories and I make them fucking crazy. But anything, no children, no, you know what I mean? Like, just if you, the AI will refuse to do certain things. But for the most part, I mean, I've been lectured by the AI. I've actually had a fucking computer tell me, like, I've gone back and forth as it went over my morals, telling me that my character was doing something. And I would say, no, he's not, because I just fucking told you that he was doing this. And it was like, well, you should really think about that, because people don't like it when they're assaulted. And I'm like, well, I didn't fucking ask. I pay $9.99 a month so that I can assault fantasy characters. That's why I'm paying for it, because the public version won't let me assault people rectally. So, I would imagine that when you release something as big as an AI image generator to the public, a public that will undoubtedly, let me tell you something before I'll continue in just a second. But when I first got into the AI generators that are available online, and most of the really decent ones that'll make really cool shit, you got to pay for. And the money, because I've done it a few times, and the images are kick ass, but you like, the money goes fast, you know, like, I don't know, like how, if you've ever been to Dave & Buster's, they don't work on tokens, you know, for their arcades, they have cards. So you put $10 on there, and instead of charging you 25 cents to play the arcade, it charges you like this fucking weird number, like 34.5% of a dollar. And so you always have this fucked up amount, and it's never, you can never even it out. Well, it's kind of like how the AI images are. You know, you pay, you load a balance, and then you spend it on these images, but it goes really fucking fast, and it's always uneven, and it's annoying, and there are some good free ones out there. But anyway, I was on like the top paid one at one point, and how it worked was that you would request an image, you'd say like, you know, I want Trump as Godzilla breathing fire on Tokyo or something, right? And then you would take it would process a link, and you would go into a public forum, and then it would upload it to that public forum. I'm not sure why it worked like that, because it let everyone on that in that room, specifically in that room, see what you were doing, even though it was not moderated. But it you knew you had the choice to take it off, but it loads it into the forum, and it's everyone can fucking see it, and you download it onto your computer, and you can leave it there, or you can take it off. It doesn't matter. It's whatever. But I sat there and I watched people create images, and I watched multiple people request CP, Okay. There was a guy and I watched him for a long time and I reported the shit out of him. And I don't know if it did any good, but he kept requesting 13-year-old girl in bikini, 13-year-old girl in bikini sucking on a carrot. I mean, he kept like, it wasn't giving him what he wanted, so he kept rearranging the words. But either way, it was always a 13-year-old girl, and it was in a sexual type of setting. And it made me fucking sick to my stomach, and I immediately reported him. And again, I don't think it did any good, because he was one of a fucking 1,000 people in this, you know, doing this. And which still, again, on the subject of that, blows my mind that so many people like that exist in this world, and they should be fucking killed and exterminated. I can't imagine how a company the size of Google, now I'm coming back around to what I was talking about, a company the size of Google creates an AI image creator, releases it to the public. A public that has a horrible reputation for doing fucked up shit, and it's untested. And what did you think was going to happen? It's not like there was some sort of deadline to put this out, like the world was clamoring for a new fucking AI image creator. Google could thoroughly test this and make it an elite product on the market, and then they just throw it out. It feels like, I just don't understand how a company that big creates something and then doesn't test it. You wouldn't build a car and then not put it into a crash test, right? And because then you risk what? Thousands of lawsuits, people dying at the hands of your shitty made automobile because you didn't crash test it. Well, when you give the public free rein to type in Nazi. Anyway, the thing is that people were typing in stuff and it was kicking back black Nazis, and they weren't asking for black or Nazi or black Nazi. So, images generated include black, from this included black Nazis and Native American Vikings, which is probably even funnier. It does not have a picture of that. Also, America's founding fathers, if you know anything about America, you'll know that America's founding fathers, the people that signed the Constitution and all that stuff, were white as the driven snow. There are no black people in that setting. Maybe they were serving, but there were no black people on the Constitution. And yet when people asked for an AI image of America's founding fathers, they all came up very black. All of them. Bren said, that's the Google CEO, we definitely messed up on the image generation. I think it was mostly due to just not thorough testing, and it definitely, for good reasons, upset a lot of people. I don't know why. I mean, I'm not even making a joke. Like, I don't know why anybody was upset. I think that's fucking hilarious. I mean, if I went in there and typed, you know, buttered donut and it came up with a black Nazi, I think that's fucking hilarious. If you try it this week, it should be fixed, or it says 80% better in the test cases that we've covered. It's like, what the fuck, man? Google opted to suspend Gemini's ability to generate images. The chatbot also came under fire after it provided answers failing to condemn pedophilia and refusing to write arguments in favor of oil and gas. I'm actually kind of surprised that it will write anything. I didn't think it would write a pro or a con for oil and gas, you know, with the whole climate change thing. Like, you don't, if you've ever messed with ChatGPT, it tries to stay very neutral on everything, and you can ask it questions, you know. Like, I asked it how many, I got into a very fucking, I've been arguing with a lot of robots lately. ChatGPT, I asked it what percentage of Americans are retarded, and it said, that's not a word that we use anymore. That's not okay. So, but there are many, many people in America that are on the spectrum of mental disorders. And I said, okay, ChatGPT, all right, you know, if you want to fucking get into semantics, all right, how many people in America are mentally retarded? And it still kicked back with that bullshit answer. I said, okay, how many people in America have mental retardation? Using an actual medical term. This is not a made-up word. I understand that the word retard got to be taboo because it's a matter of how you use it, just like the N-word, okay? There's retard and there's... sorry, it's you can't say retard, okay? That's where you get wrong. It's retarded, okay? Mentally retarded was the original medical thing. It's not a retard. When you call someone a retard, you don't say, you go, this gentleman is mentally retarded. Back in the 50s and the 60s, no one would blink an eye and be like, good, giggle at it. It's when people would be like, he's a retard, and it just kind of hits the ears wrong. So I actually get into this like literal argument with ChatGPT, and I say, look, it's a fucking medical term. And ChatGPT says, yes, but it's not used anymore. I said, okay, but I'm asking you to narrow it down and tell me how many people in America have mental retardation. And it goes, there are lots of people in America with it. And I was like, fuck you. And then it got sassy with me and was like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And I'm like, well, fuck it, man. You know, so anyway, I don't really know where I was going with that, but let me get back to this. Bren, who founded Google with Larry Page in 1998, does not retain a formal role at the company, but remains a board member. The 50-year-old Russian-born businessman's thoughts on the company's progress came amid pressure on Google chief executive Sundar Pichai over the chatbot debacle. Examples posted last week showed the bot saying it was difficult to say whether Adolf Hitler or Elon Musk had a more negative impact on society. So, see how fucking funny that answer is? You get on ChatGPT, I don't know who owns ChatGPT, but you're going on to Google's AI, and you're like, who has a more negative effect on society, Adolf Hitler or Elon Musk? And I know that people, like, of course, there is a difference between fact and opinion, but let's go ahead and just all agree here that Adolf Hitler more than likely is the unanimous vote for the most negative impact on society. And it's going to upset a lot of people when Google's AI refuses to clarify that. Bren also said, if you deeply test any text model out there, ours, ChatGPT, Grok, what have you, it will say some pretty weird things that are out there that definitely feel far left, for example. He added, I kind of came out of retirement just because the trajectory of AI is so exciting. So that's what's going on with AI. I mean, everyone's so quick to, I just don't understand how overnight AI became like a thing. You know, I never heard, there was no buildup to it. I never heard anything like coming soon. We're working on AI. It's just like AI is just here and we just accepted it. It has become a thing, and it's becoming kind of a frightening thing. And I'm not one of those people that's like, oh my God, a fear for the future. But some predictions are starting to look a little fucking kind of realistic here, because you have people being able to deepfake now. Computers and AI are so smart now that they can deepfake anything, which means that they can take your face and they can put you anywhere. They can make anybody do anything anywhere. And that's fucking frightening, because unless they're able to tell when a video's been doctored, or there's some kind of like digital stamp on it that says it was made by someone else and it's not an actual, you know, representation of that person, I can't imagine, you know, there's going to be eventually someone's going to go to prison because someone deep faked a murder or something, you know, or deep faked someone's, you know, to fucking undercut someone's alibi or something. And that's fucking frightening, and it's really easy to do. My retarded fucking coworkers can take a picture of me on their phone and then put it, you know, riding a unicorn with rainbow flags behind me in a matter of seconds, and it looks pretty legit. So I can only imagine what someone with really, really good knowledge of how to use a deepfake program could do, it, you know, were they so inclined to fuck someone's life up. So it's like, what can you trust anymore? You've got actors that are dead being in movies now. You've got singers. There are people on YouTube who make a living on YouTube recreating new songs with old singers, like taking Elvis Presley and have him singing a Slipknot song. And it's legit. It sounds exactly, I mean, it's Elvis's voice because the AI has taken his real voice and it has recreated it. And it's really his voice. He never said those things, but it has literally replicated it to the point to where it is actually Elvis singing Slipknot. And that is fucking crazy. Lafayette from Nerds Talking, he took a song he wrote about me, and then he used like a Jay-Z simulator and a Snoop Dogg simulator, and he sent it to me. And it's like, here's Snoop Dogg rapping about me, you know? And it's like, holy shit. And Lafayette, also a retard, and he was able to do that. Which, by the way, let me remind you guys that on Friday, this Friday, I'm going to be on Nerds Talking, the podcast. I'm going to be recording with them this evening. This is going to be the Roadhouse episode. I really, really, really want to read you guys the story. What story, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, as I mentioned on Monday about me going to that show, Lafayette is trying to instigate me into getting angry because I have pledged my allegiance to the 1989 Patrick Swayze vessel that is Roadhouse, the original, which should not be remade and rebooted, even though I enjoyed the new one with Jake Gyllenhaal very much. Lafayette has taken it upon himself to tell me that the new one is superior, thus pissing me off, which means the next show is going to be rabid. However, I made a special little point to go on to my AI creator, and I made a remake of Roadhouse myself, starring Dalton, myself, Johnny Buttstuff, another person from Nerds Talking, Lafayette, and his brother Carlos. And in it, we have Dalton, Patrick Swayze. He is the bouncer of a club. I can't remember what I named it. And I am his backup. And Johnny Buttstuff is the bartender. And Lafayette and Carlos are the leaders of a gang called the Knobbers. I took that word from a recent YouTube video where a guy referred to a blowjob as a knobber. And so I named Carlos and Lafayette's gang the Knobbers. And they come in and start shit because they're this gang that wants to run the town. Like, I'm setting up the Roadhouse type style thing. Lafayette and Carlos come into the bar, and long story short, I put a lot of things in their asses. I urinate into Lafayette's mouth. I fart into Carlos's face, spraying it with all kinds of flakes of fecal matter. I burn Johnny's face on a grill. That's just like this very, very condensed version. It's very, very funny, and it's very sick and twisted. And the really cool thing about it was that because AI knows me so well and it knew where I was going with the story, I didn't have to do a whole lot. I didn't have to really say what I wanted. Once it realized that I wanted to attack Lafayette and Carlos, it took the ball and ran with it, and it made some pretty gay shit, and it's funny. And I'm going to attempt to read it when we record the episode today, tomorrow, whatever. I don't know if they'll let me read the whole thing. It's not short. But if they don't, then I'm going to come back on here and I'm going to read it for you guys, whether you want to hear it or not. Okay, so check out that episode on this coming Friday, which is going to be March 29th. Nerds Talking the Podcast is going to be on all platforms. Now, we're not done yet. I got one more article that I need to go over because it is important that I make you all aware of this bullshit, this injustice that's going on, and it's going to blow your fucking mind. Biological men, that's men who are born as men who have dongs, are now welcome in California women's prisons. No bullshit. Okay, now you've probably heard that. You've probably heard a little bit, like, I hear that transgender men are going into women's prisons. Okay. Not quite like this. Let me go ahead and read you some of this. Biological men, if they identify as non-binary or transgender, are now welcome in California women's prisons, which is evident by the flavorful condoms provided to inmates. Amy Ichikawa, a women's rights advocate and former inmate of the Central California Women's Facility, spoke with Fox News about California laws that she said are being exploited by biological men pretending to be transgender, resulting in what she describes as cruel and unusual punishment for California's biological women. In 2021, SB 132, signed into law by California Governor Gavin Newsom, and also known as the Transgender Respect, Agency, and Dignity Act, came into effect. The law allows male inmates, including convicted sex offenders, to declare themselves women and be housed with females. Since then, Ichikawa has been flooded with letters, emails, and phone calls from incarcerated women being harmed by the law that Ichikawa believes to be a human rights violation. Believes? No, fucking is. Okay, this shit is going to get worse. The number of biological men infiltrating women's prison is not clear because Ichikawa said the state refuses to publish such data and gives men the option of acquiring a new state identification number to reduce stigma. Okay, so not only are they allowing men to just say, I'm transgender, and transfer to a women's prison, they're also hiding their identity. They're making sure that no one can see just how many are doing it and who they are. They can't, which is insane to me. Okay, how can you not publish to the public? I mean, we pay for these fucking prisons. The state of California's tax dollars are funding this prison to incarcerate bad people to keep the people of California safe. They have every right to know every fucking thing that goes on in that prison. It needs to be as 100% transparent as possible, just like the police department or the fire department or anything else that is paid for by the hardworking taxpayers of California. So when you say we don't collect that kind of data, that's pretty fucking shady and unacceptable. Now, if you have ever seen any movie that involves prison or even just heard a fucking joke in your life, you know that prison is known for one thing and one thing only, and that's butt sex. When dudes are locked up together, because dudes love sex and dudes are just uncontrollably horny all the time, when you are locked up for a very long time and you're never going to see a woman, you are going to... I'm not going to fucking prison. But men usually faced with... you know, no choice, I'm sure. I'm sure it gets to be absolutely, I can only imagine, you know, you're looking at like 30 years or more in a prison and you are never going to have a woman again. I'm sure that I can on some sort of level kind of understand why, you know, you shut your eyes and you, you don't need to get into graphic detail, Joe. So, You got an institution that is just renowned for don't drop the soap, people getting cornholed, massive amounts of rape, and people being bought, sold, turned into bitches, etc., etc. All right, that's what men's prisons are known for. They are notorious. And now you're going to allow the worst of the worst to transfer to a building that is 100% full of vaginas. Now, doesn't that sound really fucking stupid to anyone else? Okay, and then you're going to reduce stigma? To reduce stigma? The stigma, who, for whom? Whom? Whose stigma are you reducing? The other inmates? Like, they don't fucking know? Like, they're not going to figure it out when a man shows up into their prison? Like, they're not going to figure it out when they are assaulted in their cell? This is... I know it's prison, but Jesus Christ, man. People, regardless of what they have done, regardless of what you are in prison for, you are, according to this country's laws and constitution, you are guaranteed certain inalienable rights and protections. And prison... those rights are extended to this very institution. And I can't, I'm sitting here and I'm like, how is this fucking happening? Okay. Among the first transfers under SB 132 were murderers, kidnappers, rapists, and sexual abusers, according to documents reviewed. Okay. Ichikawa now runs a nonprofit woman-to-woman and maintains daily contact with incarcerated women who said they have become sitting ducks for rape and sexual assault. She also was also featured in an independent women's forum documentary series called Cruel and Unusual Punishment, The Male Takeover of Female Prisons, which exposes the fallout of policies that open women's prisons to male offenders as told by female inmates, along with insiders and whistleblowers from the correctional world. This is fucking blowing my mind, man. You transgender people are fucking mentally ill to begin with, and I don't give a fuck what anybody listening thinks about me saying that. If you, it's, look, you've got, there are real legit transgender people out there that I respect, and they're the ones who go after their own. Okay. Because there are some, honest to God, men who have transitioned to being a woman and are like, shut the fuck up and stop creating trouble. And just like, you don't need everyone to identify you as the other sex. You just need to do whatever makes you happy and shut the fuck up. And stop making everyone's life miserable. Stop being mentally ill. There are some transgender people who I'm sure legitimately felt a certain way. There are also people who are not mentally ill who feel the need to cut off their leg because it just bothers them so much. There are all kinds of little hiccups in the brain that, you know, doesn't really necessarily mean mentally insane. But when it comes to transgender people, I find that the trail always leads to early sexual abuse and being not a part of society and not having friends and being shunned and looking for a last resort in a community where everyone is so fucking scared of what they can do to you in your life, or they can fuck your life up. It's got the crazies running to it. You know, like, oh, if I can be transgender, I'm protected. And it gives me a reason to start shit with everyone. So, I mean, look, being transgender, being a man who believes you're a woman is one thing. But being a man pretending to be a woman and still having a penis and going into a locker room full of biological women, or playing a sport full of biological women, or doing anything actually that exposes your genitals to the opposite sex, all in the name of it's what I identify with, is fucking wrong. It is morally, morally corrupt. It is horrible, and it's a plague on this nation. And I said a few months ago that with the transgender movement becoming so protected, because it was like homosexuality used to be the crazy thing to do, and it's not crazy enough anymore because everybody's okay with gays. Okay? Everybody's cool. We're all getting along now. So it's not weird enough for the fucking mentally ill people. So we went to transgender. And I said, it's only a matter of time before it gets to pedophilia, to where they're going to be protected. They're going to be standing up for their rights. And they already are fucking starting to. But now you have men convicted of assaulting women, convicted of murder, convicted of sexual assault, convicted of rape, convicted of battery. And all they got to do is they just got to say that they identify as a woman and they're moved to a woman's prison. I mean, why would anyone, you actually don't even have to be fucking crazy to go for this. You just got to be a man who wants to get laid. And as we all know, criminals, especially felons who are in for rape, have no qualms with committing rape again, especially in a setting where there are no consequences. God forbid some poor inmate gets assaulted by a man that's identifying, and then they try and what? Put him in solitary? No. Because then you'll have a group calling for, that's discrimination. You're putting a transgender person in solitary. Like, you can't fucking do anything. You can't fucking do anything to a transgender person. Or it is discrimination, transphobia, my most hated fucking word in the world, transphobic, transphobia. I fucking hate watching these videos of these mentally ill transgender people start shit. They go into a restaurant. Dude goes into a restaurant. He's got a beard. All right. And he's wearing a dress and he sits down. And he's like, yes, I'd like a cup of coffee. And the waitress, the poor little waitress goes, okay, sir, I'll get that right for you. And he goes, that's ma'am. I can't believe it. And then he fucking starts recording it and causing a scene. And it's not, I think people are starting to wake up to it. I really do. Anyway, Ichikawa said women are feeling like they're being erased and that they do not matter at all. The state of California spent over $3 million on male to female related transgender care. I was reading about this on another thing. I want to see if it covers it. They were talking about like women, the surgeries that they try and get. Okay. What happens in California often becomes the model for the rest of the nation. So God, I hope not. I don't believe that. Maybe for New York and Portland, but not in Texas. But what happens in California often becomes the model for the rest of the nation. So spreading awareness about these things before they become commonplace in every other state is crucial, she added. Additionally, of course, we need to be making sure definitions are very defined, making sure we understand what a woman is, keeping that language tight and defined state by state by state. In addition, Ichikawa said CCWF, where she served five years for a drug-related kidnapping, mounted contraceptive dispensers full of colorful, flavored condoms in every day room last January. Now, again, okay, you still with me, folks? Condom dispensers in a women's prison. Does that not sound fucking stupid to anybody but me? You are recognizing, you are saying, we know there's going to be sex with a penis inside of our women's prison. We just want to make sure it's safe sex. Well, that's just wonderful. It's not going to be fucking consensual. So, you know, we're kind of running into that problem. Do you have any anti-rape dispensers that you can hang on the wall there? They've only started issuing them or installing condom dispensers very recently, but they've been in men's prisons since 2013 because they have penises. So it makes a little bit more sense, she said. But there's no denying the fact that this is obviously because of the implementation of SB 132 that these are needed. Sex is illegal in every prison, meaning sex between inmates or sex with guards is strictly prohibited, and there is no consent because prisoners are seen as state property. In turn, prisoners can't consent, and any sex act is considered rape, even if it is consensual. But Ichikawa said there's both rape and consensual sex happening in California state prisons. Well, no fucking duh. The CDCR told Fox that it is committed to providing a safe, humane, respectful, and rehabilitative environment for all incarcerated people, including the transgender, non-binary, and intersex community. It is working to implement blah, blah, stick it in my fucking ass, please. Let me... Okay, all requests for housing based on gender identity are reviewed by a multidisciplinary classification committee chaired by a warden and made up of custody, medical, and mental health care. I think I've read enough of this article. I've taken up enough of your time. I just wanted to make you, my listeners, aware of this fucking horrible thing that's going on. I'm so sorry, ladies. I feel not responsible, but I feel like I feel so much guilt that this kind of thing is allowed to happen. Even people in prison don't deserve to be violated. Your body is your space. It's your private area and no one should be allowed inside of it without your permission. And I can't believe that this is being allowed to happen. I can't believe that a bill actually got written and fucking passed to allow this to happen. There's a simple solution to this. You should house transgender people in their own units. I mean, really, that's like a little, you remember in school when they built those little houses outside for the special kids, you know, the, like, cause you had like those little fucking, maybe you didn't, but I did outside had my school. And then outside the school, there were these little makeshift houses that they built. I don't know, for special classes. Well, let's build some special little fucking, you put the fucking transgender people in Guantanamo Bay. I'm sorry, ladies. It's terrible. It breaks my heart to know that this kind of injustice happens to women, and it's a shitty thing that's happening. And I don't know. That's all I can say. Anyway, everybody, have a wonderful rest of your week. I'll see you guys on Friday.
Oh, right there. Fuck yeah! I can feel your tonsils on my cock.
Oh yeah, caress my balls too.
Ooh, never thought I'd get my dick sucked.
Oh yeah, caress my balls.
Never thought I'd get my dick sucked.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, let me see your face again. Right there. Oh, right there. Oh, right there. Oh, yeah. Your tonsils on my cock.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
let me see your face again.
Oh, right there. Oh, right there. Your tonsils on my cock.